Lancaster Baptist Church podcast is designed to inspire you to love God, grow you in the knowledge of God's word, and challenge you to serve others in the name of Jesus Christ.
Open your Bibles again tonight to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 8 through 10. This morning in the reading, I stopped at verse 9, and in reality, that's not the end of that paragraph. If our Bible was written in paragraphs like we have other writings and so forth, then verse 9 would not have been the end of the paragraph. In reality, verse 10 is the end of that particular paragraph. So would you like to stand with me again tonight to honor God's word as we read it? Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that we have been saved by your grace. But we are reminded over and over and over in the Word that we are redeemed for a reason. We are purchased for a purpose. We are saved for service. And I pray, dear Lord, tonight as we look at this verse, that you'll help us to realize that you have done something for us and you are doing something through us. And help us to be totally committed to you, that we will do all that we'd have us to do for your honor and your glory. Dear Lord, I pray you'll continue to bless Lancaster Baptist Church. Bless the members. And there's so many that are going through various kinds of problems. And I pray today, dear Lord, that you would touch those people in a special way. Many have very serious health problems. And I pray you'll be with them. Many have financial problems. Some have domestic problems, all kinds of problems. But Lord, none of those problems are too big for you. And I pray for those dear people that are going through various trials and problems tonight. Then I pray that you have blessed those who are prospering and continue to bless them and use them in a wonderful way. Now thank you for the service tonight. And even before we began to preach, we thank you, dear Lord, for what you're going to do, because you've said, when my word goes forth, it'll not return to me void. And every message that is preached, you have a purpose for that. And I pray that would be accomplished tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. In the first part of this chapter, we read of God's grace in salvation. Our salvation is rooted in Jesus Christ. It is not about what we have done, but about what he has done for us. In verse 10, we learn that we are his workmanship. And thus tonight, I'd like to preach to you on the subject of God's masterpiece. Look at verse 10 again. For we are his workmanship. We are his handiwork. We are in reality his masterpiece. And I think of all of the wonderful things that God has made, and the beautiful things. We live near a bay, Harrison Bay, there in Harrison, Tennessee. And many times as we're traveling to church, particularly on Wednesday nights, it's sundown, and you look over the bay, and some of the most beautiful sunsets you've ever seen in all of your life. A few years ago, my wife and I had the opportunity to suffer in Hawaii for a week. And